Tablet 14, the days and the nights. Night starts at sunset, and the day begins with sunrise. However, because sunset and sunrise change every day and during the seasons, a fixed time, which is close to the average of their changes, can be accepted. At present, 6 o'clock p.m. seems the most logical time to start the night. In fact, that is the reason midnight has its name. It is 6 hours after the beginning of night. But the observation of midnight at 12 is again one of the thoughtless acceptances of Roman setups which humanity is following without questioning. After time reaches midnight, which means the middle of the night, then the next minute of any added time after that is called morning, that is, 1 o'clock a.m., 2 o'clock a.m., and so on. In other words, being in the middle of something means that thing will continue at least equally after it occurs. Or at midnight, we are in the middle of the night, so equal time from the beginning of the night is still to come. But according to our logical timing, day starts in the middle of the night. It is just like we are trying to reach a destination. Then, in the middle of the way, we assume we have reached it. However, as it is described in the book, Commentaries on Prophecies in Daniel, Period of Intellectual Domination, it was predicted that the little horn would try to change the time according to its confused understanding. The acceptance of this time schedule has come to humanity from the Roman Empire. It has been explained how illogical their reasoning was in this arrangement, as is most of what they have presented to man, dry and inflexible like iron. For more detail, read Commentaries on Prophecies in Daniel, Period of Intellectual Domination. With the same reasoning, noon or midday also is an incorrect time for being 12 o'clock a.m., because midday means we still have 6 hours left from the beginning of the day. Also, as it was said, the most natural time to start the night is when the sun sets and finish the night with the sunrise. Similarly, day naturally starts at sunrise and ends at sunset. However, because of the change of the time of sunsets, we can accept the present, 6 o'clock p.m., as the beginning of the night and the end of the day. Therefore, when it is 6 o'clock p.m., it will be midnight, 12 o'clock at night of the present timing system. And it is true midnight because we still have 6 more hours left of night. Also, with this method of timing, when it is 12 o'clock, the morning starts. At 6 o'clock a.m., it will be noon or midday, and we will have 6 more hours of the day left. This is a more logical, but not necessarily most natural, way of timing the day and the night. More natural than this is to follow the actual sunset and sunrise as the beginning and end of the days and nights. This is the way humans used to identify night and day in the past, even many earlier civilizations before the Roman Empire. Feast and Holy Days of the Lord. In chapter 23 of Leviticus, the feasts and holy days which the Lord had commanded for humans to observe are listed. He commanded them to be observed forever and ever. This life and body is given to us so that we realize the truth beyond this universe and perfect ourselves toward becoming pure consciousness. That can be achieved when the false ego, as a separate entity, is dissolved and it is realized that the unit identity is not separate from the universal identity. Then it is known that both are part and parcel of one universal self. But because of the false ego of the human, man always separates himself as a self-centered entity away from the rest. That is why God always had demanded from man to exalt, adore, and worship him instead of self. Then man might dissolve his unit self into the universal self, God, and become divine. That is why all activities, thoughts, and relationships of man should evolve around God and be for him. The feasts, festivals, and holy days also should be for him, so that man's thoughts might be directed toward its goal, which is to dissolve the self into the universal self and realize he is a part of the all. That is the reason why in chapter 23 of Leviticus, in the Bible, God has given the days that he demanded to be kept as his feast and holy days. There should not be any other holidays. Any other holidays are not holy because they are not from God. Also, only these holy days, which are demanded by the Lord and are in one of his holy books, can be easily accepted in this respect. Otherwise, any nation or group will insist on their own, and no other holy days are so directly demanded by the Lord himself to be observed. Also, the rituals and contents of these days might differ from the original demand by God, but the spirit of them will be the same as it has been intended to be. That is, to keep these days holy, to come together in order to remember him, share our knowledge of him, and rejoice in his perfection, compassion, and love for us. In other words, to dissolve ourselves into him. These feasts and holy days are described in brief below. A more detailed description is given in chapter 23 of Leviticus. 1. There are holy days, and there are feasts of the Lord. 2. They go along with holy convocation, collective meditation, and remembrance of the Lord. 3. The seventh day of the week is the Sabbath of rest. 4. In the evening of the 14th day of the first month is the night of Passover and the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. 5. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is the 15th day of the first month, with no servile work, and then for 7 days practice, sacrifice, with knowledge, when it is needed, and is for the good and progress of others. 6. On the seventh day, 21st of the first month, is a holy convocation, with no servile work. 7. After this holy convocation, the next day will be the offering of the first fruits, as explained in Leviticus 23:10, which no longer is necessary. Christ was the first fruit. After this day, count 50 days, 7 weeks, which will include 7 Sabbaths, another yearly Sabbath, a holy convocation with no servile work. Each week of these 7 weeks symbolizes one seal of the 7 seals in the eternal divine path. After the 7th seal, the last revelation of God will has come. Therefore, this yearly Sabbath from now on will be called the Feast of Revelation. 8. On the first day of the 7th month, there will be a Sabbath, a memorial, a blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation with no servile work. 9. On the 10th day, evening of the 9th to the evening of the 10th of the 7th month, is the Day of Atonement, a holy convocation with no work, not at all. Celebrate this Sabbath by atonement to the Lord. 10. The 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, and for 7 days there will be a feast. On the first day, a holy convocation, and no servile work. 11. After 7 days of feasting, a Sabbath on the eighth day, a holy convocation. It is a solemn assembly with no servile work.